this button over here.
Get me one more of these.
Here, and then I go to this page, and then I go next, and then I go up to the top, and then I press this button.
60, and then 59, the guy starts counting.
This is a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
55, 54.
This continues to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
50, 49, 48.
You're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
45, 44.
Quadrophenia.
I can almost do that guy's voice.
37. You're listening to the countdown. 35.
The
Slade and Mason show.
Your
impressions are on mark.
As you're listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 28. 27. This is, of course, the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 23. 22.
We continue
21 with the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 18.
Okay, sorry.
17. Stand by. 16. As we are now delivering the countdown to the Slade
and Mason show. I'm so excited.
11. Yes. 10. This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
You need to get laid, man.
6. Ready? 4. Here we go. 3. 2. 1.
You're a funny guy.
The most incredible podcast in the world!
Now broadcasting
there he is.
From the Dan Mason Studios,
there he is.
Deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, Mr. J.D. Slade, good Sunday morning to you, my dear friend.
Good morning, Mr. Mason.
And welcome.
I'll tell you what, while you do the opening and all the such and such, I'm going to finish this. So you go ahead and talk a while.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us.
Uh-huh.
It's like a radio program. Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week.
That's our take on it. Basically, we're having fun and just saying things you'd be thinking and you'd just never hear in the radio.
It's almost Wally Cox.
So.
Oh, you want that one? All right.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy. Oh, my. All the music is brought to you by Dano Music, unless we tell you otherwise.
And we won't.
And we won't.
Don't forget to check out that Instagram page, you know. And don't forget to tell your friends and neighbors and them their cops who are there to protect you.
Yeah, we were some handsome devils back in 2006.
Oh, my. That picture is getting old. And as always, we're brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats, which we'll talk about at the break. So... which begs the question, Mr. Slade, do you, by miracle of miracle, have a Sunday morning
walk around
rant?
Yeah, we gonna walk around. Okay. Well, before I get into that, I have a couple of points to make. I'm looking at a video that I shot 5 years ago. Now, the thing that bothers me about it is because, like, I never know what it looks like until after I push the button, then I look at it again, and it's already up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I stand up in this video, and I'm making, like, whoever was sitting in the chair, because I'm coming back from vacation, and whoever was in the chair was a real slob, and so I had to clean up the studio, and so I got this broom.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and here I go, getting into the motion, and I'm waving, and I stand up, and I'm okay from the front. Then I turn around and I see all this ginormous junk in the trunk, man. I'm like, wow, okay. All right. Now that I've gotten that off my chest.
It happens. Yes.
And before I even get into it, look, we're just losing them, brother.
I know.
We're just losing them. You know, again, this week we lost Meatloaf and Louis Anderson.
Yep.
I mean, Louis Anderson was a funny guy, just a funny
yes,
cat.
He was.
They even made a cartoon. They even made a cartoon of him, Life with Louis, and I like that too because it was adapted by from his bits. And as far as Meatloaf, you know, here is the thing that got me about Meatloaf, mm-hmm. because here was a guy who was well over 300 pounds. I mean, he was a big dude.
Yep.
And it's like, and he was just as proud. But I'll tell you what he would not have been, what he wouldn't have done. If he hadn't had all that long hair, I'll bet you we'd have never heard of Meatloaf.
That's probably
because in part of his act, it was swinging that hair everywhere and it getting all wet and sticking to his face. And, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, when he'd start to emote.
And then he'd have the handkerchief. He'd have like the kerchief. And he'd never use it. It's like,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly. It would be stuck up his sleeve, you know? And he'd have these ruffled collars and the big blousy sleeves and such.
Yep.
But God bless him. It's like 1977, Bat Out of Hell. Yep. What a great album.
Yep.
I mean, still holds water.
Yep.
You know, again, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. What a great song.
Yep.
But, you know, he hadn't done anything really in other than a little bit of acting jobs. But it's like we've got the memory. And so this past week, he died at 74.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Louis Anderson, like I say, just one funny cat, just a funny man. It's like, you know, again, and see, I guess the reason is because, like I say, I like to think that I can carry a joke, but nothing like these guys. And Louis was a little round dude. I mean, he was round. He was circular.
He was a big guy. Yeah.
And he also made it popular to have a great big gap in your teeth.
In your teeth. Yes.
You know, again. So again, we miss Louis and Meatloaf and Betty and Bob. You know, again,
it's thinning. It's thinning out a little bit.
The herd is thinning. It's like, you know, again, I'm still placing wagers on Keith Richards. That guy's never gonna die. You know that, don't you?
Well,
he
you know, he's
never
had,
gonna die.
I think he's had most of his body parts replaced and blood replaced. So it's
yeah,
like,
I mean, it's like, you know, his everything in his body's about 2 years old. You know who else had that problem?
Who that?
Phyllis Diller.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Like, you know, again, yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's like, I don't understand. I came here with all this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to make sure that I leave here with all this, but it's like I took care and I got rid of, well, 1/16 of it.
Nah, she's nipping and tucking and nipping and tucking and nipping and tucking. It's like, she don't look like you.
She was still ugly. You know, just, I mean, all that nipping and tucking and such.
Well, and the other issue is, you know, and all those stars back that time. And one of the issues was that collagen gets all wrinkly because they all smoked cigarettes. I mean, they turned their faces into a leather bag. What? There's only so much you can do with that, you know.
You know, and she smoked one of those with those cigarette holders.
Oh yeah, but. Anyway.
But okay, so now let me get to my main point. Believe it or not, Dan, I really don't have a rant. I just wanted to get into some conversation with you because we don't share ideas very often. It's like in this form because it's like it's I'm hotshotting and then you hotshot something and then it's like, you know. All right, but let me tell you why I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I have in front of me right now?
Drake's donut.
No, Drake's. Not Drake's. No. This is my particular time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why?
Because it's cold.
No, I hate the cold. But no, but I mean, I'm a Christmas baby. I was brought home on Christmas Day and I hate the cold.
Let's see.
All right, so.
Because of the snow.
No, we have plenty of that too.
Is there a sale
I
on.
I said it in my left hand.
Is there a sale on smoke?
No.
In your
no, that's never going on sale again, folks, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever think there's going to be bargains, there ain't none. Okay. No, but it does result in your having these.
A cup of coffee.
Got one of those.
Doritos.
No, you're getting close, though. You know what? I'll just give you the answer.
Tell me.
It's Girl Scout cookie time.
Oh, no.
Girl Scout cookie time. Girl Scout cookie time. Eat them up. 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 Peanut butter cookie time. Peanut butter cookie time. Peanut butter cookie time.
Eat as many as you can.
It is Girl Scout cookie time, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you a story. So I have my regular Girl Scout cookie every year. I mean, I have my sales girl, I mean, saleswoman.
Yeah.
And it's like, and so she messaged me to remind me that it was Girl Scout cookie time. And I thought, like, no kidding. Hell yeah. So it's like, I called her and I said, well, it's like I said, I messaged her back and I said, well, I'll let you know when I want my order. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know all the cookies that they had. So I said, okay, Stephanie, all right, I want two of these and two of these and one of those and two of the Lemon Ups. And what? Well, anyway, I ended up buying 10 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
And you have two left.
Oh, no. Now, let me tell you about me and Girl Scout cookies, because I know my weaknesses. And so, you know, the very first thing I did is I gave Boogie a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave Brenda a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave Elizabeth a box because she came by. So now that's down to seven, right?
Right.
And now I think I have one, two, three, four left after this one.
Wow.
Because I'm having do-si-dos this morning, man. What? They, you know, Keebler used to make a cookie like the do-si-do. They were called gauchos.
Okay.
The peanut butter cookie with the oatmeal, a peanut butter inside with the oatmeal cookie.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you're no fun to talk to.
I'm doing something because I know where you're going with that, but I wanted to tell you something sad.
What's that? I know that they're years old. Don't even give me
No. You can buy do-si-dos. There are knockoffs. Walmart has knockoffs.
No.
Yeah.
I want to see. No. No, you don't get it.
What?
I want to see the little Girl Scouts holding on a rail, looking like they're getting ready to sell some do-si-dos. Mm-hmm. I don't want Walmart knockoffs with big fat managers going, here!
Yeah, but they're delicious. And you can have them any time of the year. The peanut butter ones, the mint cookies.
I can have these anytime I want to. Because I can do what the Girl Scouts do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about talking while I'm eating. Mm-hmm. But I just buy enough boxes and put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
I have them all year long.
Oh, and those are especially good when you get them out of the freezer and you take a bite. Oh, man. They're just.
So my plea this week is not to be mad about anything, because you cannot be mad when it's Girl Scout cookie time, Girl Scout cookie time, Girl Scout cookie time. Eat them up.
You know what? They should make them make the cookies. There we go. Instead of selling them, make them.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
Let's get in that kitchen. Child labor laws.
And here's the other thing that I have to do, because you know the weather we've had here in Virginia.
Yes. It's questionable.
Yesterday, these four girls were out in a parking lot selling cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you another reason that I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, like I say, every year I buy my allotment of Girl Scout cookies, and I went over this year, but I don't care.
Yeah.
But because there is a troop about 16 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
This troop, they're amazing. They're amazing ladies. They sold 16,000.
What?
Boxes. 16,000 boxes of cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know.
That's huge.
That's some heavy hitting, man.
That is a lot of cookies. That's
and when you take a look and you figure that they're $5 a pop, do the math. Now, here's the bad part.
Uh-oh.
Okay. They do these things so that they can earn trips, and they go around, you know, blah, 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 blah. The Girl Scout troop that I'm supporting is going to take their girls to Germany, France, and Switzerland.
Woo.
The Girl Scout troop that sold 16,000 boxes of cookies took their troop to D.C., where they got to ride a bus. Here is my hand to God. That's the truth.
You need to
they
buy
went to
more.
Go to Washington, D.C., and they got to get on Metro so they could learn how to ride. And if you've ever been in a big city and they have public transportation, you don't know what a nightmare that is. And the bigger the city, the worse. New York is a zoo. Because they've got 900 different lines running through the city.
I think I told you my former wife's brother. They were in Germany. This is back when Germany was split into two.
Right.
And he accidentally ran off and jumped on the train that took him to
Auschwitz.
Yeah, basically. And they had to chase after him and grab his hand just as the door was closing. He almost wound up in a concentration camp. That's really nasty. But anyway, hey. So
too bad it wasn't your wife, right? Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyway, now, as you know, right about this time, we talk about stupid things that a Florida man does.
Oh, yes. And last week, we even missed it.
We missed one. So I'm going to make it up because what I'm going to do is...
I'm going to rename this.
Yeah.
And do... Let's see here.
What do you want to call it?
SWP from Florida.
Well, this one I'm gonna give it a flip, just like you did your rant. This is a flip. This was actually this guy is, and I'll post the link. The guy was on his back porch. There were two dogs with him, and you know all these rings. You know what a ring camera is?
A ring camera? No.
A ring camera. It's all the rage with white people. So.
That's why I don't know anything about it.
Okay. A ring camera is a camera you bolt to just outside your door so that you can keep visual contact of what's going on just outside your door when you're away from home. So anytime there's movement, it starts recording and the audio comes on and it's a 360 panoramic. And you can see what's going on at the time. Are you with me so far?
Okay.
Okay. It is, and it gets live streamed to your phone. I mean, people got way too much time on their hands. Anyway.
Yes, they do.
So this guy was startled. He went out. He was hanging with his dogs on the back porch, an enclosed, mosquito-proof porch, and this bear comes rushing towards the dogs. So what does he do? He bum rushes the bear and pushes it out and uses a barrel to push him out. Then he moves his couch in the way and yells at the bear. And the bear finally takes off. But he did get a little bit hurt. But
he's good. He's very glad he's not a little bit dead.
Man, he would have been toast. I mean,
sir.
People are just dumb. Now,
dumb.
Now, if you are in Missouri,
you got to prove it to me.
I don't know if you know about this story.
You got to show me.
Okay. Apparently, they were testing their state's blue alert system. And Tuesday, so it's like a system that goes out.
It's a warning system.
Everybody's cell phone, be advised, this is going on.
Yeah, how annoying that is. It's like, I was in a throes of passion one time, and I heard, bam, bam, bam.
It's like, gray alert. If you see this elderly gentleman, please let us know. He's missing for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
this one was they were just testing the system. I mean, just testing the system. And, turns out they accidentally hit the send button. So everybody got, and when you look down, it says, Gotham City, Missouri, purple and green 1978 Dodge 370 GT. License plate. You kid me.
Oh, my God.
They were like, oops, we're awfully sorry. That was a mistake. But everybody got one. Everybody got it. It was just, So if you find them, if you find the Joker, let them know. Oh, God. That was so stupid.
I can't riddle me this, Batman.
Oh, my gosh. So much weird news. So much weird news going on here.
Oh, my God. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. That's the amazing part about it.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, would you go ahead. You were going to ask me a question. And I like to answer questions.
So you give out cash for Christmas. You mentioned that. You're like, you know, you're not buying gifts anymore. You're not wrapping anything.
Always the right size, always the right color.
Mm-hmm. So what about scratch and lose lottery tickets? Would you give those out?
No, because no. And I'll tell you why. I know what story you're going with.
Yep.
This guy gets a lottery scratch off lottery ticket for Christmas and he wins $1 million.
Okay. That's a different story, but go ahead.
All right. So he wins $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's he going to do? He's going to pay off his student loans. And he's still going to have $650,000 to play with. And do you think that he said, oh, thank you so much for making my life change like this. Here's $2.
Is that what he gave
you? I'll give you the dollar that you bought the ticket for.
Is that what he gave him back?
No, he didn't give him anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Ooh.
Okay. Nothing. He gets all the pictures. He's got the pictures of the big checks and such and so on and so forth. All right. So, okay. Now your $1 million story.
So mine wasn't $1 million. It was $50,000. And apparently they're all sitting around. They're doing the scratch and win, scratch and lose. And it was their 23-year-old cousin. He scratches off and he's like, he's 23 years old. He gets $50,000. He's like, oh my God, this is amazing. Everybody in the family's excited for him. This is great. You know, they're all singing, you know, Christmas carols and drinking eggnog. And then all of a sudden, the guy who gave it to his nephew hears his phone go, he looks down. It's a text message from his wife.
Oh, God.
And it says, come out to the car. So she's already out in the car and she says, we are not giving your cousin $50,000, and then starts fussing at me about buying the lottery ticket to begin with. I mean, guys, it's a gift. Okay. If you win something, if you want to give back some, that's cool. Don't be a dick about it. That's the only thing I ask. Don't be a dick about it.
See, here's the thing. Number one.
Well, she was being a dick about it.
Yeah, she was. But on the same token, it's a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
Do not give lottery tickets to people for gifts. Because I guarantee you, if they win big, there's going to be all kinds of dissension. And you're probably going to end up warring with each other, not liking each other, because you're going to be thinking, she won $1 million and didn't even give me a buck. God, went on that damn cruise. It's like, and you see the car that they bought? You know,
yeah.
And so I learned years ago that when I was in Philadelphia, I was making a lot of money, really stupid money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they just give you stupid money for doing what I do regularly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, again, some of my friends who were still in small market, you know, they got that green-eyed monster, but they don't know the work that I put in to get there.
Yep.
It didn't just drop into my lap.
Yep.
You know, again, there was a certain amount of precipitousness to it, but there is timing is everything. But, you know, again, and I don't, like I said, I don't ever want, there are a couple of things that I will not fight over. One is money. I'm not going to fight over money.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. If you borrow money from me and you don't pay it back, you obviously needed it, and I'm not going to hold that grudge. We're not going to stop talking and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I will not fight over are drugs. You know, again, like I say, the whole idea of doing cannabis is because it's from the love generation. And it's like, and when you're doing it, you're not thinking about kicking anybody's head in. You're thinking about, oh, Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos. French onion dip. That's what
you're
I
thinking
want.
About. Do-si-dos.
When there's any in the freezer, let's take a look.
You know, it's like, I mean, you're thinking, man, it's like I could have one of those pizzas with everything on it. Oh, I don't want to wait 15 minutes. No,
I'll just eat it frozen.
You know, yeah, it's like all of a sudden you hear,
man, you're supposed to cook that first.
like these pepperonis frozen.
What?
Oh my gosh! So then I get a text from my nephew. He's like, I got a foolproof way of making $1,000 in 1 hour, and I went, oh my god, here it comes. So apparently, you go to Caesars in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
And you log into the account and you set up an account and you deposit $3,000. But you have to do it at Caesars because it uses geolocation. Once you put $3,000 into the account, Caesars will match it with another $1,000. Are you with me so far?
Okay.
Okay. So then what he did was he took $1,000 and he bet it on, I think it was one of the games, the football or baseball games or something like that. And sure enough, he got $9,000 out of his $3,000.
Right.
All right. So now he's like, this was too easy. I'm going to go bet some more. And I'm like, you idiot. Fuck. You yep. idiot. You are now, this is exactly what Caesars wanted. They were like, it's a game. You get locked into it. You're like, oh, I can't lose. I can't lose. This is awesome. I'll just keep going. He's going to lose his shirt on this deal. I don't get why.
It's greed because, you see, listen, the whole idea, and this is another thing, because I used to go to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you learn is, one, you are never going to beat the house.
Yeah.
You're just not going. You don't have enough money.
Yeah.
And so, they, you know, again, they'll tempt you. And it's like, and as soon as you win big once, mm-hmm. oh, I know I can do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll probably be able to do double this. Oh, I'll probably be able to get $1 million. Yeah.
See, why don't you deposit $5,000 and we'll give you another $5,000. Oh, yeah.
Another $1,000 down the drain. And next mm-hmm. thing you know, it's like, wait a minute. And there goes the plane ticket. And
yeah. I'm going to have to walk back to Jersey.
Hey, yes, sir. You know, again, there's a famous scene in a Family Guy episode. Peter goes to Las Vegas and he ends up getting broke. And it's like everything. Just he has no transportation. Mm-hmm. He has no way home. And he goes, how do I get to the airport from here? And he's walking down this highway with his suitcase dragged along behind him.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, here comes the traffic, and one of the guys hits his suitcase and knocks his stuff all over the ground and such. Yeah, that's what would happen.
And that's the reality of it. That's the reality of it.
That is.
I mean, I did. I think I told you back in 86, 87, 87, I'll say. We, at work, when I was working at the communications company, it was a bet with one of the CEOs or one of the presidents or vice presidents, whatever the heck it was. And they were all like, if you can hit a goal of 35% increase, I'm going to pay for all you guys to go down to Atlantic City and give you guys $200 cash. And we were like, psh, pedal to the metal. And we all like, we hit it like 45% to goal. And then he had to explain to corporate how he's going to be giving cash the 35 salespeople. I mean, they don't mind the trip. It's like cash. And he said, it's got to be cash. So they figured it out through payroll. They finally, you know, got the numbers rolled out. And I did. I went down to Atlantic City and I had the $200 cash that they gave me. And I lost that in about 9 minutes. And I went to the ATM and I grabbed another $200.
No!
Wait, I lost that in about 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then I was like, that's it. I'm done.
So you've already lost $600. $400 of it was yours.
I only lost $200 of mine. And it was $200 of theirs. And I said, it was less than an hour and it was gone. I'm like,
What did you do? What did you play?
Let's see. I think I played cards. I played 21.
See, number one, you're playing blackjack. That's a sucker's bet there, man.
Yeah.
That really is. No, what you do is you get, you had $200, mm-hmm. is you get $100 in coin mm-hmm. and you go to a $5 slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
Within 20 pulls, you're going to win something.
Yeah, but the problem is all those machines were filled up.
Oh.
I mean, they were all filled up. And then I went to the $5 table to play. And I'd sit down and I'd do like three hands. I'm sorry, sir. This is now a $55 table. And I went, what? Ah. It was just five. You have to move to another table or pay $55. And I went, okay. And then I'd move on. So it ramped up real fast. They win all the flipping time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you're not going to beat the house. You just, if you get lucky enough to win, and this is what I do when I was in Atlantic City, it's like I would take a roll of quarters and I would play a roll of quarters. Mm-hmm. I won $280. I quit. Yeah. I was done.
Yeah.
So, because like I say, they're not getting that back.
Nope. All right.
I looked at this little girl here. It's this woman. What in the hell is it with wanting to paint all these disgusting things on your body? Because they look like dragons and, I mean, they're on her arm and on her shoulder.
JD.
And then there's a crucifix in the middle.
JD, they're called tattoos.
JD. No, they're called garbage displays. they're called Hortrix.
Hortrix.
Yeah, Hortrix.
That's a Harry Potter reference.
She is such a pretty girl, and then she's ruined her body with that.
Skin all.
Let me eat some more dosey dose.
All right, we'll be right back. Big meanie.
Thank goodness.
Girls got cookie time. Eat them up.
The Slade and Mason show.
This guy's got issues. And since it's missing from the recording, I'll just say, today in history.
January 23rd, 1941. Charles Lindbergh, you know that guy who flies around a lot, testified before the U.S. Congress and recommends that the United States negotiate a neutrality pact with Adolf Hitler. That worked out well. 1957. Walter Frederick Morrison does something he felt was the most stupid thing he ever did in his entire life. He sold the rights to his invention, which he called the flying disc, later renamed the Frisbee. Hey, Walter? Yeah, you're right, that was stupid. 1986, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts its first members. Little Richard, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. And finally, 1997, Madeleine Albright becomes the first woman United States Secretary of State. And just so she didn't feel out of place, they also made her in charge of taking care of the laundry, too. I'm Dan Mason, and that's January 23rd.
Don't waste your time going to Mackey's or Brimley's. You'll wind up having to go to the dunny for 20 minutes after eating. That meat could be a dead dodgy. Plus, you'll be risking needing to take a sickie. If you're looking to get your evening tea, you need to set your eyes on a Joey Burger from Pouchy's, fresh from the Outback. At Pouchy's, we don't like to call them roadkill. We like to call it nature's reclamation. We have spotters all throughout Australia, spotting a downed boomer or flyer within moments of getting hit by a Yuri. The roos are dropped into a giant-sized stubby holder packed with ice, and then add to our facility for processing. The meat is lean, delicious, and really good for you. So if you're ready for the best tasting burger that'll have you returning to us faster than a twice chucked boomerang, come on down to Pouchy's for an amazing Joey Burger. Fresh from the road? Come on down to Pouchy's. You'll be glad you did.
I just love that tater pie. Now ever since I've been so high, I've been a fool for tater pie. Makes no difference how it's stuffed, I never seem to get enough. Pie, pie, tater pie, V-I-E-E-I-T pie. Eeper, Iper, pesky spiper, I just love that tater pie. I love tater pie, V-I-E-E-I-T pie. Eeper, Iper, pesky spiper, I just love that tater pie.
I'm looking for a gal that cooks, I don't care much the way she looks. I'll be hers until I die if she can bake a tater pie.
Pie, pie, tater pie, P-I-E-E-I-T pie. Eeper, Iper, pesky spiper, I just love that tater pie. I love tater pie, P-I-E-E-I-T pie.
turkey fry, chocolate cherry, boysenberry, nothing's good as tater pie. Have made the match, we'll raise a great big tater patch. We'll just let the world go by and live on love and tater pie.
Pie, pie, tater pie, E-I-E-I-P pie. Eeper, Iper, Pesky's Piper, I just love that tater pie. I love tater pie, E-I-E-I-P pie. Hold your tater, stay a little later, we'll all have some tater pie. Eeper, Iper, Pesky's Piper, I just love that tater pie. I love the tater pie, E-I-E-I-P pie. Eeper, Iper, Pesky's Piper, I just love that tater pie.
Sadly, we must now return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right. So.
You got to pick them scratchy records.
I did. I cleaned up that quite a bit. But anyway, that was.
Tater pie.
Oh, how did you know? Yeah, but that was done by Cliffy Stone and his hometown Jamboree gang.
I'll bet he was stoned. I will bet he was, man.
I know, I heard that. Written by Cindy Walker. So there you go. That is in commemoration of
Tater Pie Day.
Just get rid of the tater. But it's Pie Day. Now, that's not Pie Day that's coming up on March 14th. Which is Pi Day. This is Pi Day.
Oh, you mean 3.14?
Correct.
Repeat. Okay.
Yep. So that's Pi. And this is Pi. See the difference? Yeah. So today's Pi Day, but not to be Pi. See? So have some Pi. You're talking about Girl Scout cookies. Have some Pi. But anyway,
I'm loving my Girl Scout cookies, man. I tell you, I got another box.
I love pumpkin pie.
You know, I'll bet you they would go good with an icy something, icy treat.
Oh yeah, as a matter of fact, that is our sponsor this day. Would you believe? Icy something,
how
icy treats.
Fortuitous.
What a segue. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. My buddy Sheila and her husband Al Keenan went ahead and they got a big, huge food truck. And instead of filling it with, like, you know, ovens and kitchens and grills and refrigerators and things like that, nope. It's a very simple, laid out, open floor space. In the back are these two Italian ice shredders. And they put these big 10, 20-pound blocks of ice on top. And the shredder slowly rotates the ice. And this beautiful snowfall comes down in your little awaiting goblet. And then what happens is amazing. They put these wonderful flavors on top, and it transforms this snowy softness into the most incredible treat you've ever had. I say it because I've actually tasted it. And I do have some favorites. I do like the pina colada. I like the creamsicle one. I like the one with the coconut and chocolate on top, and it gets all crunchy on top. They do that for the gummy worms for the kids. So you should give them a call. I know it's freezing cold outside, and you're thinking, "What? Why would I ever want to call them?" Because it's going to get warm.
Spring is going to come.
That's right. April's going to show up quicker than you think in just a few months, and then you could call them and go, "I'm sorry, we're booked." So if you got a birthday party or corporate event coming up, fundraiser, what have you. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Go get a pen. I'll wait for you. All right, here we go. 804-617-8827. Give them a call at 804-617-8827. Or if you'd like, you can give them a call at 804-617-8827. In addition,
if I want to call them, what would you call them? How would I call
them? So they have a thing called a telephone. It's kind of like the telegraph, but now instead of dots and dashes, you can actually plug your voice into it. And they have a designation by number. It's really bazonkers. Like, you wouldn't call, hey, can you get me Mabel in Clarksville? No, you can't do that. Oh, you'd actually dial it. There's a pad, or there's a dial, like you turn dial. It's 8, that's the first number, and then 0 and 4, and then a 6 and a 1 and a 7, and then an 8 and a 2 and a 2 8s. They're 8 and 8 and a 2 7. There you go, like that.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
All right. Uh-oh. Mr. Slade had to run away. Anyway, you can also visit them at www.icsomethingic.com, and that's www.icesomething. Leave the G off, for goodness sakes. ICEY.com.
Here next week.
It's such a ding-dong. Anyway, give them a call. 804-617-8827. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, you will. Now, hey, you know what, Dan? A couple of studies that I have been following, and I might have mentioned this to you. You know, with all the bad news, bad weather, pandemic, inflation, everything going up, people are getting really beat up. And what sociologists are finding out is that if you let this all get to you, time moves at a snail's pace.
That's correct.
However, if you are like me, just upbeat all the time, stoned out of your gourd, time flies.
I know. I'm sitting here going, I can't believe it. It's been like 2 years. I feel like it was like yesterday we moved all the equipment from work here. And I'm like,
listen, here's an even scarier thought.
Yeah.
What's today's date?
January 23rd, 2022.
Yeah. So the first month of the year is now shot.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that. We were just talking Christmas before that Thanksgiving, and now it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, I know it's Valentine's Day because everything is red in the grocery stores. Everything.
If you can find anything in your grocery store. Yeah. Hey, do you have a lot of problems with the empty shelves down there?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. There is no more chicken on the planet. It doesn't exist anymore. And if you can find a hunk of meat, I kid you not, I saw, the heck was it? It was like a New York strip, and they were selling it for like $29 a pound. $29 per pound.
Boy, it's like if you got three or four people to feed, boy, it's some awful small pieces.
So yeah, we're living on
borrowed time. That's it.
Yeah. So I made bean stew, and so we're making do with what we got, and that's
listen. You see,
and I'm not worried.
This is another thing. I'll tell you something, and these are cultural differences.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my people, we are used to eating beans and hog jowls and maul and it sticks to your ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, collard greens. Mm-hmm. You know, again, whereas SWPs. And they panic if they can't find a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind.
They panic. Because you can bake bread.
I can make soup out of a banana. Okay, if I had to.
Can turn your gray sky blue. I can make it rain whenever I wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. But there again, but you will notice that you are the exception.
Mm-hmm.
Because. You know, again, if people can't, like right here, there's a guy who comes to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't stop at McDonald's and get that bag of garbage, man, it's like he's worse. He's ruined for this.
I know.
You know, every day.
I went.
Now,
so,
I mean,
I got to tell you.
I can't tell you. Yeah.
What I had yesterday, you know, the kids are like, oh, I'm looking for something to eat. And I said, well, how about this? No, I don't want that. How about this? I don't want that. How about this? I don't want that. 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 Great. I went to the refrigerator and gone, what is this? Oh, the mashed potatoes I made the other day. Okay, what else can I do? Oh, look. Oh, there's the old spaghetti sauce with the onions. And I'm like, I put a nuke it together, you know, put a little dollop of butter on it. And they're like, what are you eating? The potatoes and tomato. That's disgusting. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're eating.
We had this discussion because, like I say, I brought, I had something for dinner one night last week.
It's food.
And it was so good. Hell yeah, man. I brought it with me and microwaved it and nuked it that morning. I was eating it while I was doing a morning show.
Funny you should mention that, because about 10 minutes later, my son's like, what does that smell? It smells really good. What are you cooking in the kitchen? I said, no, that's the leftover from the potato and tomato you laughed at me for. Did you want to have something? He goes, no. I'm like, all right, that's what you're smelling. I mean, that's just the leftover, you know. And he's like, it smells good. Yeah, I know, because it was fine. It was delicious. It was food. Just eat the damn thing.
That's it. You know, and
so this also dovetails on what's going on next is coming down the road is St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes. It's like I remember it like it was yesterday. Ooh. When I was just Bob O'Brien.
Yes,
on the radio.
Was. Yes. Go to get your corned beef and store. So that's the other problem. You're going to have shortages of corned beef because you can't get a hold of the brisket, because that's the other problem. You get this cycle. It just keeps on going. But there's this guy. This is it. And he's he was talking about. It's a video. I don't know why it's linked. I wonder if I could share it from here. No, it won't let me. But basically what this guy did is he opened up two cans. One was Libby's corned beef hash, and the other one was Kroger's corned beef hash. And Kroger's, he said, I'll share the video with you, but he's like, yeah, this smells like cat food. So.
Corned beef hash has an ironic smell to be
it does.
With.
It does.
But it's like, if it's smelling like cat food,
yeah, and then maybe they mix up the cans or something. So anyway, this guy's a chef. So you could see him. He says, but this brings back memories when I was a kid. And he says, you know, we laugh at this stuff, this old people food, but man, this kept people alive. I mean, it was nasty.
Listen, the things that people ate in the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. I mean, number one, there were no preservatives and such, first off, to kill us.
Yeah.
And then number two, I mean, people ate what they had.
Yes.
They made do with what they had.
Yep.
And they would. They'd improvise. And, again, all those country recipes, they had a whole lot of experimentation before they got it right.
Yep. I mean, that's what I did with the ham. I took the ham bone. And it sat in the back of the fridge for, well, let's see, Christmas was when?
So, Hamble.
Stop it. Oh, God. So I put that in the crock pot, and I went and I bought 15 bean setup, and I soaked that overnight, and I threw them in there, and I cooked them all up, and some tomato and onion and garlic and bay leaves and salt and pepper, and the house just this beautiful perfume of food and love it.
All
but
right,
I have
do you
to,
know who
but I have
Amy
to,
Schumer
but
is?
I have to what?
Do you know who Amy Schumer is?
Amy Schumer, yeah.
She used to be a really funny comedian.
Okay.
She's also, I think, the niece of Chuck Schumer.
Okay.
Well, okay, so Amy Schumer underwent liposuction surgery.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She was,
and she now weighs 170 pounds.
Yeah,
that's still a big girl.
Yeah,
she posted pictures and has lost 40 pounds since having the surgery.
Right.
That's another one, sort of like Oprah. I watched her as the season went on. Man, her knees got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then by the time the end of the season was, she'd stopped wearing jeans and he was just wearing like muumuus. Louis Anderson.
Yeah,
you know, it's really funny. The day before he passed, he had been hospitalized. I didn't know he had cancer.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed with a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It's the most common type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so, again, that's what cancer's got to go. We got to kill cancer.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. We keep hearing about these, oh, this is probably going to cure cancer. This is most likely going to cure cancer. This is a possibility of a cancer. Where are these treatments? Or maybe they're out there and I'm just not aware of it. And there's like fewer. I will say this. When I was a kid, when you said the C word, it was over. You're dead. You know, you might as well just.
Especially if she heard you.
I'm not talking about that C word. Oh, ding dong.
Sorry.
Oh, forget it. Let's just do this.
All right. No, wait a minute.
No.
Stop. Don't
go ahead.
Stop. Okay, stop. All right, because now you made me forget what I was doing. Okay, well, go ahead and play the music. Ladies and gentlemen.
And you in the corner.
Do you realize that we in the United States of Americana are the fattest people in the world?
Huh?
And you know why?
Huh?
It's because of what we put in our faces.
What do we put?
And it's interesting that you should have mentioned brisket, shortage of brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Because WSFM says that Doritos is selling a new flavor called beef brisket taco. It's available for a limited time.
Good.
I bet. All right, Taco Bell. They're opening their own business school called the Taco Bell Business School.
Oh,
the school will be supported by the University of Louisville and will offer franchise training to potential owners. I can go to college so I can become a PhD in Taco Bell. Well, yo quiero Taco Bell. All right, People Magazine says Coca-Cola's new flavor, Coca-Cola with coffee mocha, will hit store shelves on February 7th.
Ew. Yeah.
The new Coke is infused with Brazilian coffee and 69 milligrams of caffeine. Now, that's double the amount in a regular Coke.
Yeah.
Boy, you'll be bouncing off the walls off of that. MASH magazine says a Finland pizzeria called Koda Pizza is selling a pie topped with smoked reindeer meat, cheese, red onions, and mushrooms. The toppings are placed on a rye bread crust. I just see Bambi going, no. Chaboom! Says McDonald's restaurants in Thailand are serving a new dessert called chili-based pork ice cream.
What? Chili? Gross.
Chili-based pork ice cream.
Yeah.
Now, the vanilla soft serve is topped with a chili sauce, shredded pork floss, and spicy dried meats. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Oreo is selling a Valentine's Day cookie kit. It comes with two mugs that say you're the milk and to my cookies.
Oh, God. That doesn't sound right.
A pair of tongs for dunking and six cookies. The dunking set is available at Walmart for $18. What are you nuts? Okay, let me see if I got one more here. Okay, and I'm going to leave you with this one. For those of you who think, oh, I could beat that chestnut guy eating hot dogs. Yeah, no, you can't. Republic World says that a competitive eater from India recently ate 50 chicken egg omelets. Now, some people criticized Sapatu Raman, saying that he should have given the food to those who need it in India. And there's a lot of them, because that could feed half the country.
Oh, my gosh, that's disgusting.
And there is another reason why we are the fattest people in the world.
Get yourself an egg and beat it. How apropos, an egg and beat it. Yes, 50. Oreo dunking. I think I told you that I have a system for dunking Oreo cookies. Did I not share this with you?
I thought you did, but I don't remember because it was probably disgusting when I heard it.
No.
You take a fork.
You
right?
take a fork and you just squish it into the frosting.
Into the frosting.
And then it's stuck and now you dip it in and you're good to go. People just
that weird. Is unless you don't get Oreos and you just get Oreos.
Oreos. And then you put the fork in it, snaps open.
Like,
oh, this poor lady.
Oreo cookie crumbs everywhere.
This poor lady. What a sad story. So apparently she had she had cancer of the tongue, and half of her tongue had to be replaced with a replacement muscle. So they chose. A part of her thigh, and it's a standard procedure. They took a chunk of the meat of her thigh and they put it in her tongue. Well, here it is several years later. She's able to speak and talk and eat, and her voice sounds normal. but now there's hair growing on her tongue. She's laughing about it. She's like, yeah, this is a little weird, you know?
You think
they didn't,
yeah,
they didn't like mention gotta, this when they were replacing her.
When you got to go to the barber to get your teeth cleaned.
Okay.
I got to tell you about a weird product that I was on the web, and there is this product that they have that's called, I forgot what the name of it is, but you can use it on all the parts of your body to keep that funk away. Underarms, groin.
Yeah.
But I mean, I keep trying to figure out, you know.
Well, Nair does the same thing. Nair's got, what? There's a Nair. Nair.
Oh, that's the hair remover.
Yeah.
Stuff.
So basically it's, I forget the name of the chemical, but it smells like ammonia. And the dealio is they're never going to improve it because it does such a good job of getting rid of the hair.
Yeah, but my butt smells like ammonia.
Yeah. Well, just okay, take a shower afterwards, but.
No,
oh
wait a minute. Because this woman who's doing the ad, and they even have her in a pair of stirrups, and she's like, No, they're there. Ha ha ha.
Gross.
I mean,
I don't think I want to know about those ones. So
SWPs.
All right. So let me ask you a question. You.
Okay, you in the Daffy Duck Big.
Okay. So you're in Japan. And,
not on a bet.
And you and your husband realize that, like, so here's the other thing. People are going and they're getting.
We have a couple of problems here with this premise right off the bat.
They're doing DNA testing. And they're finding.
You just said I have a husband, and it's like, and there's no.
This woman has a. This woman has a husband. The two of them are married. Okay. They're in Japan. They're married. Right. Oh yeah, let's suppose it's you. You've got this. You've got this dude. Okay. All right. So, here's what's going. Here's the setup. Here's the setup. Okay. You've gone through and you've spent maybe a couple $100, $300, and you went to like 23andMe, and you got a DNA test, and you found out that husband has a genetic prerequisite for a baby disorder or whatever. Okay. So you guys decide you can't have children because
you'll
bring up a bad kid. It'll be defective or something.
Listen, the playpen's open for business.
Yeah, it'll have like six eyeballs or something like that. So what this lady did was she went out to the there's like a social media group that people sign on because apparently this is like a regular thing. So she met up with a guy who on social media said he was a graduate of Kyoto University, which is one of Japan's top universities. And so as you know, when you're a sperm donor, you typically never, ever, ever see the person that you're donating your sperm to. And you're never, and as a recipient, you've never ever seen the person who donated the sperm.
Oh my God! Okay.
Oh, so here's what they did. I can't make this stuff up. They hopped into bed with each other 10 separate times until she became pregnant in 2019. But then later found out that he was lying and he never went to Kyoto University and now is suing him for $2.8 million for false information because apparently it's
she's got a two-headed kid.
Yeah. So, but I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, and no. And then she gave up the baby. She gave up as soon as the baby came out and they're like, you know, he didn't really go to Kyoto University, you know? So, it was actually, he wasn't Japanese, he was Chinese, and he never been to Kyoto University, and he's married.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm like, look, you know, honey, yeah, look, there's a guy over here in Craigslist. He says he's a graduate of Harvard.
Oh my God.
All right, let's have him come over on Tuesday. You can go spend the week at your mother's. Okay. I mean, what? People are just dumb.
Don't consider it SWPs too.
Okay, so let me ask you another question.
Okay, you Pepe Le Pew, go. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
You have a cold.
Nope.
And you take, what do you take if you have a cold? It's sniffly, achy. You want to get it out of your system quickly. What do you do?
You load up with vitamin C.
All right. You take any drugs other than, no, you don't take any over the counter?
Oh, no. Cannabis is a marvelous drug.
Okay. So a lot
because
of people.
It helps you. Here's the thing. Now, I'm going to educate you here. Drop some wisdom on you. Mm. You see, because of the chemicals that are in cannabis, the THC, it tends to fool your immune system into feeling, oh, I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, you don't get to, you can just go, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So
they're finding out that cannabis does marvelous stuff.
Okay. Well, over the counter, there's the nighttime coughing, sneezing, aching, so your body can get some rest medicine.
NyQuil. Witch's brew.
Yes. So, and then, of course, there's, as you know, the other one is called Jewish penicillin, as they call it, and that's chicken soup. Now, what do you do if you're on TikTok and you take chicken breasts and you pour NyQuil on top of it, and then slowly cook it together, you become, or what they call, sleepy chicken. Doctors are dealing with emergency room problems of people cooking sleepy chicken. And some of the guys are like, yeah, you know, the steam sometimes makes you kind of sleepy. I'm like, you know, people are
stupid.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
All right. And I'm going to leave you this one last story because we do have to go now. Apparently 16-year-olds, it's not bad enough. We have 16-year-olds on the road trying to learn how to drive. Apparently, in Israel, scientists have taught a goldfish how to drive a car. I'm not kidding. They put the goldfish in this tank.
And they set up barriers. I remind you, these are true stories.
Oh, I'm saving the links. You guys will get these. And what they're doing is they've taught the goldfish to, like, you know, avoid walls and drive down. It's not a full-blown, you know, car. They said they could adapt it, but it's a little tiny, like, little, you know, like a Lego setup type of thing with little wheels and what have you. But this flipping goldfish is going down the hallway avoiding obstacles. And I'm like, this is not right. We shouldn't be doing this. This is illegal. What is the matter with this world? So Israel feels.
Do you see all the wasted effort put into things like, you know, again, yeah, riding on Lego cars, fishes driving cars. I mean, let me ask you,
Sleepy
how
NyQuil.
Does that improve the human condition?
I don't know, but I'm gonna get some NyQuil and some chicken breasts. I feel a cold coming on.
I'm going to remember that when you say, hey, JD, I fried some chicken for you. Yeah, no, thank you.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade. Another hour gone. Enough, done just like that. Boom.
Thanks, Freddy. All right. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
And here's a nice big package of no-yos. That's right, no-yos. When you can't afford the real one.
Man, I tell you, Oreos are probably costing $8 a pack.
Yeah.
They're expensive. Everything's expensive.
See, that's why I really should have been broke down. I brought the whole body and I think there's four left. I want to be a thrifted teacher. Yeah, that's right. Thrifted teacher. La 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 la.
My poor lollipop.
I'm going to kick you in the head if you sing that anymore.